By now, I'm sure everyone has heard of the Nigerian money scams, but if not, I'll be back in 60 seconds to give you more information on how you can avoid the Nigerian money offer scams.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Let's hear from an identity thief.
Identities are easy to catch online. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Books them every time.
Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially at home, because half of identity theft occurs by someone you think you know. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. Learn more from the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
I'm making beef sliders for my friend Sandy. Nana taught me to always pull meat off the grill early, so it's extra juicy.
Use a food thermometer to ensure ground beef is 160 degrees, or you could make people really sick. Sandy didn't think twice about the slider she ate until yoga class, when a nasty case of food poisoning turned her downward-facing dog into upward-moving lunch. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov and learn the steps Maria unwittingly leaves out. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Someone has contacted you from Nigeria or another African country and offered you millions of dollars. All you have to do is help transfer money, diamonds, or other riches to your bank account for safekeeping. It sounds like a dream come true, but it's really a nightmare. Be aware that these scams are well known. They used to be called Nigerian letters because they came in the mail. But now, these messages come by phone, fax, and email. These promises are never true. The purpose of the scam is to get the money out of your bank account, not put money into it. Once you are on the hook, they never let you go. You will be asked for a never-ending series of payments for transfer fees, legal expenses, and other bogus costs. And finally, never provide your bank account or other financial information. This information can be used to withdraw money from your account. With your daily safety tips, I'm Darian.